break.
The Splash.
Splash.
The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Any ball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
And we start the Splash for Wednesday, February 24th. If Devin Booker is going to make a second consecutive NBA All-Star Game appearance, it'll have to be as an injury replacement again. Suns guard not included on the All-Star reserve list as voted on by NBA coaches released yesterday. However, his teammate Chris Paul was. Paul will be making his 11th All-Star appearance in the game March 7th. Joining Paul as part of the Western Conference reserve pool are Anthony Davis, who is not likely to play. Paul George, he might tap out. You never know what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Zion Williamson, Rudy Gobert, Damian Lillard, and Donovan Mitchell. In the East, it was James Harden, Jaylen Brown, Zach LaVine, Julius Randle, Ben Simmons, Jason Tatum, and Nikola Vucevic. But congratulations to Chris Paul. Well-deserved.
Yeah.
But there's a ton of reaction, local, national, maybe even interplanetary, about Devin Booker not making
the
All-Star
team. Fact that LeBron James chimed in and called Devin Booker the most disrespected player in the game takes this story to a different level. And we're going to hang out in that level today.
Yes, we are. The snubbed Booker and the Suns are home tonight, taking on the Charlotte Hornets at Phoenix Suns Arena. Suns on fire, 20-10, winners of 12 of their last 14 games, while Charlotte comes in 14-16. Game two of a six-game Western trip for them. That started with a blowout loss to Utah on Monday night. Tip-off is at 7. Pregame coverage starts at 6:30 here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. So I know the feeling is, and I'm sure we'll get into this.
Mm-hmm.
We won't find out about an injury replacement for a while. What does Devin Booker do in reaction to the snub?
Yeah, this is going to be fun. I think this is, I hate to wish for this outcome because, you know, I want Devin Booker to be happy. And there are some heavy questions that I think are lurking in the background of this story. That does Zion Williamson get a spot on the team because he's marketable? Because he's Zion, and where does that leave a guy like Devin Booker in Phoenix, Arizona? I think that's a big, heavy question, but to me, I don't know. We have to remember Devin Booker at the end. I think he makes this game.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And so I think before he gets there, I think he's going to be real cool about this. I think we already know what he thinks about this.
Oh, yeah. We went through it last year. We had
I think Monty Williams saw this coming, which is why he reacted the way he did after the last game.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Suns also made a roster move yesterday, waiving center Damian Jones. He had appeared in only 14 games off the Suns bench. He signed a two-year non-guaranteed deal last offseason, and his contract was set to become fully guaranteed on Thursday. So, business move, but it frees up a roster spot. Tiger Woods awake, responsive, and recovering in his hospital room early this morning after undergoing surgery for what was called significant orthopedic injuries to his lower right leg sustained in a single car crash in Los Angeles on Tuesday. Non-life-threatening injuries, but in a statement posted to Woods' Twitter account, the chief medical officer and interim CEO at Harbor UCLA Medical Center said Woods had a rod inserted into his tibia to stabilize comminuted, I have trouble with that word, open fractures affecting both the upper and lower portions of the tibia and fibula. Screws and pins were inserted to stabilize additional injuries. But the good news is Tiger Woods is, he's...
Yeah, thank goodness
on the road
for
to recovery.
This. Listen, Tiger Woods, it's far too early to say whether or not Tiger Woods is done as a golfer. Ben Hogan recovered from a terrible automobile accident. So will Tiger Woods ever catch Jack Nicklaus? Doesn't seem like we should be talking about that today. The coverage of this story was in and of itself out of control yesterday. Absolutely out of control.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll get into that as well. Also, Coyotes back on the ice tonight looking for a second straight win over the Anaheim Ducks after their come-from-behind 4-3 victory Monday night. Puck drops at 7. You can see all the action on Fox Sports Arizona Plus. And ASU got 26 points from Remy Martin, 22 from Kamani Lawrence. They routed Washington last night, 97-64 at Desert Financial Arena. Devils were down to 7 scholarship players, but breezed past UW to push their record to 8-11, 5-8 in conference play. Same two teams will play tomorrow night in Tempe.
There you go.